On yesterday's episode of Day by Day, we took note of the foolishness of Saul, and we said it was nothing new in his life. The entire narrative of Saul is filled with his ineptness at listening to and following the Word of God. It's highlighted for us time and time again. But why is it highlighted for us? Well, we can't forget that this book, 1 Samuel, was a history lesson for that very first audience and for us. It was the people who rejected God as king over them and wanted a king like the other nations, a king who was, on the outside, everything they desired, but on the inside, turned out to be a scared little man who had no real hope or confidence in the strength and power of God, who had no spiritual maturity. And part of the lesson for that first audience and for us is, be careful whom you desire to lead you and who you follow. What a great lesson for us in America as we head into a political campaign season. Remember, we have no king but Christ. As you pray today, please remember Chris and Alicia Sampson, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Nabeet LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Burkina Faso and Ghana.